you close that line and speak that?
How can you close the conversation?
Can you put this information? Put it upload online.
Will you finish the draft?
It's a board that upload online, isn't it?
Yeah, I think she's doing that thing to top of this from what it's called.
I think I upload it online. It says on the.
Yeah, it's now on. They record the speech like a woman, they can listen to it.
Yeah.
With their own model.
I think it's called much E-Live.
Yeah, yeah, something.
Oh, much E-Live.
E-Live.
Very good sense.
That's important.
Never mind, just look. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وارزقنا علما تنفعنا به اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وكاري عند السيرة والبروفة صلى الله عليه وسلم from the book of ابن الهيثم رحمه الله and we carry on where we stopped the last time. وحدثني يحيى بن عبد الله وحدثني يحيى بن عباد بن عبد الله بن الزبير عن أبيه عباد قال ناحت قريش على قتلاهم ثم قالوا لا تفعلوا فيبلغ محمد وأصحابه فيشمتوا بكم ولا تبعثوا في أسراكم حتى تستأنوا بهم لا يأرب عليكم محمد وأصحابه في الفداء. So when the Meccans they start crying them lost in the غزوة بدر. So the leaders or whoever left from the leaders between the Meccans, they start saying, do not cry whoever died. Like that, the Ashab, the friends of Muhammad and his friends, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not, shamata. They will not take a mock of you. Yeah, the Meccans, that was grieving them lost. But in between them, they said, do not grieve them. Show like you are strong. By not grieving your lost, yeah. Then, if you do so, if you do cry them, Muhammad and his friends, his companion, they will take a mock of you, or they will take a mock of you in general. Shamata is they will take a, I don't know the exact word of shamata, but is like they take a mock of you. They make a fan of you, take a mock of you, yeah. وَلَا تَبْعَتُوا فِي أَسْرَاكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنُوا And do not send to claim back your prisoners, yeah. Take time, like that, show you like you don't care. Like that they don't raise the prices of each and every prisoner, yeah. وَكَانَ الْأَسْوَدُ بْنُ الْمُطَّلِبِ قَدْ أُصِيبَ لَهُ ثَلَاثَةٌ مِّنْ وَلَدِهِ زمعة بن الأسود وعقيد بن الأسود والحارث بن زمعة وكان يحب أن يبكي على بنيه. This individual called زمعة بن الأسد or الأسود الأسود بن المطلب الأسود بن المطلب he had three children, yeah. they've been, he said, Osiba. I don't know if they've been injured or they've been killed. So he used to cry, he used to love to cry his children. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ كَذَلِكَ إِذْ by the time he was crying his children, اتْسَمِعَ نَائِحَةً مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَقَالَ لِغُلَامٍ لَهُ وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ بَصَرُهُ أُنْظُرْ هَلْ أُحِلَّ النَّحْبُ. So when he heard to don't do so, to don't cry your children or whoever you passed, you lost in the battle, so he stopped and he was blind. But he heard at night, he heard a woman crying and shouting out her lost. So he sent his slave or his servant saying, check for me if he's been permitted to cry the lost, like that he will carry on crying his lost. لعلي أبكي على أبي حكيمة. Maybe I will cry on one of my children. قال ابن هشام هذا إقواء وهي مشهورة من أشعارهم وهي عندنا أكفاء وقد أسقطنا من رواية ابن إسحاق ما هو أشهر من هذا. So he said that this individual الأسود ابن المطلب, one day said to him, yes, you can cry your children. So he cried by saying some poems, yeah, on them while he was crying them. وكان في الأسارة أبو وادع بن ضبير السهمي فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن له بمكة ابنا كيسا تاجرا ذا مال. One individual who was between the prisoners from Mecca, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said his name أبو وادع بن ضبير السهمي. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said this individual, he have his son and is smart and is a succeeding businessman. وكأنكم به قد جاءكم في طلب فداء أبيه, and I feel like he's gonna come to exchange his father. فلما قالت قريش لا تجعلوا بفداء لا تعجلوا بفداء أسرائكم أو أسراكم لا يأرب عليكم محمد وأصحابه. When the Quraysh, they said, do not rush to claim back your prisoners. Yeah. قال المطلب بن أبي وداعة وهو الذي كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عني وهو الذي كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عني صدقتم لا تعجلوا وانسل من الليل فقدم بالمدينة. So this person, he said, yes, don't do so. Then at night he ran away to claim back his father. So there wasn't everyone do what he want in between Quraysh. فأخذ إياه بأربعة آلاف درهم. So he exchanged his father with 4,000 درهم. فانطلق به ثم بعثت قريش في فداء الأسارة. When he went back, Quraysh, they allow everyone to go and claim back them prisoners. قال ابن هشام وبعض أهل العلم بالشعر ينكر هذا الشعر لمالك بن الدخشم. قال ابن إسحاق وحدثني محمد بن عمرو بن عطاء أخو بن عامر بن لؤي أن عمر بن الخطاب قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله دعني أنزع ثنيتي سهيل بن عمرو ويدلع لسانه فلا يقوم عليك خطيبا في موطن أبدا. So this individual, Suhail ibn Amr, he make a poems, he used to make a poems and mock the Prophet ﷺ in his poet. So Prophet ﷺ, he was in between the prisoners. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, O Prophet of Allah, let me take off his front teeth and yadlu'. He said, yadlu is like cut off his tongue or do something to his tongue, like that he will never stood up talking about you badly. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he replied, he said, لا أمثل به فيمثل الله بي وإن كنت نبيا. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, no, I will not I will not cause any harm to my prisoners or to anyone else, scaring from Allah that He will punish me, even I am a Nabi. قال ابن إسحاق وقد بلغني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعمر بن الخطاب في هذا الحديث إنه عسى أن يقوم مقاما لا تدمه. In another narration said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied to عمر بن الخطاب with one more thing, saying he may stood up one day in a position and defend Islam or the Muslimin in a way where you dream to be in his place. So he was hoping, and he looked like he did convert to Islam later on, as long as Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did say so. وسأذكر حديث ذلك المقام في موضعه إن شاء الله تعالى. We will talk about this incident when he's going to stood for, he will convert to Islam and he will stood saying something in where Umar ibn Khattab, he will feel that he will be, he wished to be in his place. فلما قال ابن إسحاق فلما قاولهم فيه مكرز وانتهى إلى رضاهم قالوا هات الذي لنا قال اجعلوا رجلي مكان رجله وخلوا سبيله حتى يبعث إليكم بفدائه فخلوا سبيل سهيل وحبسوا مكرز مكانه عندهم فقال مكرز. Okay, let's see who's مكرز. So they lose, they let free سهيل, yeah, and they keep مكرز. But I don't know who is مكرز in here. Maybe he will talk about it more further. When they kept Mukriz, Mukriz, he said a poem of three lines. I don't know what he said in this poem. Well, he was criticizing why they let off Suhail and they didn't let off him. So قال ابن هشام وبعض أهل العلم بالشعر ينكر هذا لمكرز. So some other scholars, they say now مكرز, he never said this few lines. He won't change anything on the seerah anyway. All this some information, they are not for us, they are for the scholars, as we take only the what is important. But I have to read the majority of it in hope to find what can benefit us. وحدثني عبد الله بن أبي بكر قال عن عمر بن أبي سفيان عن عمرو بن أبي سفيان بن حرب وكان لبنت عقبة بن أبي معيط قال ابن هشام أم عمرو بن أبي سفيان بنت أبي عمرو وأخت أبي معيط بن أبي عمرو أسيرا في يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أسرى بدر. عبد الله بن أبي بكر الصان في أبي بكر رضي الله عنه One second, because it's like I didn't understand what he's saying here. Amr ibn Abi Sufyan, he was a prisoner in the hand of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of Badr. And who hold him prisoner is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. حدثني عبد الله بن أبي بكر قال فقيل لأبي سفيان. They say to Abu Sufyan, if the عمر ابنك, which this عمر is the son of Abu Sufyan, yeah, and they told Abu Sufyan, try to exchange your son with the money, they may send him free. He said, أيجمع علي دمي ومالي اقتلوا حنظلة وأفدي عمرا اقتلوا حنظلة وأفدي عمرا. So he said, I will lose my money and my blood relatives, because he lost in Badr many relatives to him. All Bani Umayyah, they are the relatives of Abu Sufyan, because Abu Sufyan is from Bani Umayyah. So he said, I lost my blood and I'm going to lose money to exchange my son now. And he was greedy, Abu Sufyan, anyway, before Islam. He said, kill Hanzala and I will exchange Amr. Amr is his son. دعوه في أيديهم يمسكوه ما بدا لهم. No, he said, keep him in your hand. They keep them as long as they like. I'm not going to exchange him. قال فبينما هو كذلك محبوس بالمدينة عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. While Amr, he was a prisoner in the hand of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or in where Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was, إذ خرج سعد بن النعمان بن أكال أخو بني عمرو بن عوف ثم أحد بني معاوية معتمرا ومعه مرية له وكان شيخا مسلما في غنم له بالنقيع فخرج من هنالك معتمرا ولا يخشى الذي صنع به لم يظن أن يحبس بمكة إنما جاء معتمرا. So this individual Sahabi سعد بن النعمان, he went out to do Umrah, yeah, and he never thought, because he's coming to do Umrah, so he never thought that they're going to hold him a prisoner in there, because usually they don't touch the people who they come for Umrah, the Meccans, they don't touch them. وقد كان عهد قريش لا يعرضون لأحد جاء حاجا أو معتمرا. And at that time, between the Meccans, they knew that they never touch anyone come for Umrah or Hajj. فعاد عليه أبو سفيان. So Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, he break the rules of the these things, and he hold him a prisoner. بابنه عمر. And he said, I will exchange him with my son Amr. ثم قال أبو سفيان. He said the poems, of course. Yeah, they talk just with poems. So he called and he tried to claim. In the poem, he tried to claim. He said, "You let off my son and you let off your prisoner." Hassan ibn Thabit replied to him with a poem as well. Well, they talk strong on the communication. ومشى بنو عمر بن عوف إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبروه. So they went the بنو عمر, which is the relative of the Sahabi from Medina, who's been held a prisoner. They went to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They told him, وسألوه أن يعطيه عمر, and they to ask him, please release عمر بن أبي سفيان, the son of Abu Sufyan. Like that, they will release the Sahabi. سعد بن النعمان ففعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he did so فبعثوا به إلى أبي سفيان فخلى سبيل سعد. So they send عمر بن أبي سفيان, they send him to Mecca. So when he arrived to Mecca, أبو سفيان, he send سعد بن النعمان. وقد كان في الأسارة أبو العاص بن الربيع بن عبد العزة بن عبد شمس ختن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وزوج ابنته زينب. In between the prisoners was Abu al-As. Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi' ibn al-Uzza ibn Abd Shams. He was the husband of the daughter of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zainab. Yeah. He was between the prisoners. Asarahu Kharrash ibn al-Samt. Who hold him prisoner is Kharrash ibn al-Samt. Ahad bani Haram. Or Huram. Qala ibn Ishaq. Wa kana Abu al-As min rijali Makkata. المعدودين وكان أبو العاص من رجال مكة المعدودين مالا وأمانة. أبو العاص, he was like the son-in-law of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and as well as from as a relative to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was the husband of سيدة زينب رضي الله عنها, the daughter of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was wealthy and trusty and a businessman. وكان لهالة بنت خويلد وكانت خديجة خالته. So he was calling أمنا خديجة رضي الله عنها auntie. She was the sister of his mom. فسألت خديجة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يزوجه أمنا خديجة. She is the one who told Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to get أبو العاص to marry زينب. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يخالفها. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is never to say no to أمنا خديجة. Yeah. Why? Because أمنا خديجة, she was very wise woman. She was like a woman equivalent to all the men of our time, including their imams or not imams. leaders or not leaders. So she was a woman, not really a Jew. So it doesn't mean we don't listen to our wives if they are wise and they give a correct information or correct advices. Yeah, listen to if you think what she advised you is correct. But if she advised you to don't talk to your brother because he says so and so, yeah, don't listen. Yeah, don't listen to the cutting clean sheep. And don't listen to the things which have no meanings. Yes, yeah, small things do not. And in our time, it's spread widely the unnecessary communication between women. And sometimes it happens even between men and women, which should not happen. But you should be wise by not listening to her and doing opposite by keeping the No, not ignore it. I mean, by you not listening, it's already you are doing a good things. But you should be wise the way how you saying it. You're not supposed to say no, and I don't care about you, and this, and that. No, not in this way. Explain why. Explain why, and give reasons why it's not supposed to be happening, what she's saying, and Allah will not like it, and we forgive for the sake of Allah, and Prophet ﷺ didn't done so, and so on and so forth. Yeah. But if she give advice of good things, and especially about the deen, and she reminds she's no better than you, the deen, and she reminds you of doing this that way, don't say, I know better than you, you are a woman and man and this and that. That's wrong. So she know better than you, learn from her, it's not a problem. And if she said to you, we need a mortgage from the bank, say no as well. Or we need a loan from bank to marry our daughter, that's no as well. Yeah, so you need to be careful, do not put yourself in a hellfire by saying yes to your family and put yourself in trouble with Allah. فسألت خديجة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يزوجها أن يزوجه زينب. So she asked خديجة, she asked Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to marry زينب to Abu al-As. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he respect her opinion and he said no, yes. وذلك قبل أن ينزل عليه الوحي. That's before Islam, before even the wahy starting and before even غار حراء. فزوجه وكانت تعده بمنزلة ولدها. She was counting Abu al-As as her son, who is the son of her sister. فلما أكرم الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بنبوته آمنت به خديجة وبناته. So one Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became a prophet. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أمنا خديجة, she believed Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the daughters of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they believed him as well. Yeah. So they are the first ones of who convert to the Islam. Actually, the first persons between men and women and olds and younger is Ummuna Khadija. And of course, her daughters. And the first man between the believers is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Some others, they say, no, Ali. But Ali is not counted. Ali, he was under 12. He wasn't even in PBT at that time. So he's counted as a son of Prophet ﷺ. So by the time he became obligatory for him to convert to Islam, he was already Muslim. He grew up in a Muslim house. But he was one of the earliest men converting to the Islam as well. Wallahu alam. وَشَهِدْنَا أَنَّ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الْحَقَّ. And they witnessed that whatever came to Prophet ﷺ, it was the truth. وَدِنَّ بِدِينِهِ. And they claimed the deen of Prophet ﷺ and they became Muslims. وَثَبُتَ أَبُو الْعَاصِ عَلَى شِرْكِهِ. Abu al-As, he stayed on his كفر. He never be convert to Islam. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد زوج عتبة بن أبي لهب رقية أو أم كلثوم. Then عتبة بن أبي لهب. Yeah, we know أبي لهب is the uncle of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is Allah reveal سورة المسد or سورة تبت يدا on him. He was the most one whom harm. He was between the most harmful persons to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was أبي لهب or أبو لهب. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was engaging to marry his one of his daughters, he say Ruqayya or Umm Kulthum, one of them, Ruqayya or Umm Kulthum, to marry Utba, the son of Abi Lahab. فلما بادا قريشا بأمر الله, is look, they was engaged, they wasn't married yet, they was just about to be married. Yeah. فلما بادا قريشا بأمر الله تعالى وبالمعادات وقالوا إنكم قد فارغتم محمدا من همه فردوا عليه بناته فاشغلوه بهن. So the Meccans, to distract Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was doing da'wah at the early time or the early years. The Meccans, they was always trying to find anything to harm Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or to keep him busy with his own problems. So they told everyone marrying his daughters, yeah, to divorce them. Or anyone engaging to marry them, to don't carry on the, to don't proceed on the marriage. Yeah? To keep him mahmoum. Mahmoum is sad on his daughters to be divorced. فأشغلوه بهن فمشوا إلى أبي العاص فقالوا له. They went to Abu al-As, the husband of Zainab. فارق صاحبتك ونحن نزوجك أي امرأة من قريش. They say, divorce your wife and we give you any woman you like from Quraysh. قال لا والله إني لا أفارق صاحبتي وما أحب أن لي بامرأة امرأة من قريش. He said, والله I will not divorce my wife and I don't want anyone in her place because no one is equivalent to her place. Okay, the story between Abu al-As and Zainab is one of the biggest love story, just to let you know. And that itself, we have a small book to read about. If we have a chance one day, we will read the about how the Sahaba, they used to love them wives and the way how they used to love them. So exchanging the love between them, how it used to be. Yeah. So he refused to take any woman from Quraysh equivalent to his wife. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يثني عليه في سهره في سهره خيرا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he appreciated that and he was so happy for his action. فيما بلغني ثم مشوا إلى عتبة بن أبي لهب. And they went to عتبة بن أبي لهب, which is his cousin, he's a cousin of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقالوا له طلق بنت محمد ونحن ننكحك أي امرأة من قريش. They say divorce the daughter of Muhammad. We don't know if he was married to Ruqayya or Umm Kulthum. Even me, I don't know, honestly. But the Sheikh, he said he don't know. So they say, divorce her, and we give you any woman from Quraysh you like. فقال إن زوجتموني بنت أبان بن سعيد بن سعيد بن العاص أو بنت سعيد بن العاص فارقتها. He said, if you marry me to the daughter of Sa'id ibn al-As, I will divorce her. He was a loser. فَزَوَّجُوهُ بِنْتَ سَعِيدِ ابْنُ الْعَاصِ وَفَارَقَهَا. So he divorced her, or he break the engagement if he was engaging, and if he was marrying her, he divorced her. So, and he married the daughter of Sa'id ibn al-As, called Abban. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا. Yes. So he wasn't, rather he was marrying her or engaging with her, but he wasn't living with her in the same house yet. That means he was only engaging. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا فَأَخْرَجَهَا اللَّهُ مِنْ يَدِهِ كَرَامَةً لَهَا. And Allah free her from his hand for the nobility or saving her from marrying such a man. His father is rubbish. And his mother is rubbish, and Allah knew what they're going to do. Yeah? And him as well, he's the son of the rubbish woman and the rubbish man. What you expecting? They say the son of the dog is a dog, and the son of a lion is a lion. وَهَوَانًا لَهُ. And disrespect to him as well. وَخَلَّفَ عَلَيْهَا عُثْمَانَ بْنُ عَفَّانَ بَعْدَهُ. Then I think he was married Ruqayya, because as far as I know that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan married Ruqayya. Then when she passed away, Prophet ﷺ, he was so sad on her, he married him Umm Kulthum. So he looked like that Utbah, he was marrying to Ruqayya. When he divorced her, Prophet ﷺ, he gave her to Uthman. But as well, we stay like that, we leave it. Whoever has been divorced first, he married her to Prophet ﷺ, to Uthman ibn Affan. No, I think Umm Kulthum. No, because Prophet Uthman ibn Affan, when he come back from Al-Habasha, Ruqayya, she passed away. Well, I'm not sure of this information. I will confirm it to you next Friday if Allah gives us a long life. Because even the Shaykh here is not specifying exactly in the book. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا يُحِلُّ بِمَكَّةَ وَلَا يُحَرِّمُ. Prophet ﷺ in Mecca, he wasn't saying what is halal, what is haram yet. Yeah. مغلوبا على أمره. وكان الإسلام قد فرق بين زينب بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أسلمت وبين أبي العاص. I repeat. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل بمكة ولا يحرم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca, he wasn't in a position yet to say what is halal, what is haram. Because the Quran wasn't, he was at only at the beginning of it. So he didn't know what to do, what to don't do in this case of Abu al-As and Zainab. Yeah? But he was have no otherwise because she's his wife. Talking about Zainab, the daughter of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, with Abu al-As. He was kafir. وكان الإسلام قد فرق بين زينب بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أسلمت وبين أبي العاص بن الربيع. So the only separation between them is now is the Islam. So they she separate him because she's Muslim and he's not Muslim. إلا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يقدر أن يفرق بينهما. But Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم he wasn't able to to split them off because there was nothing saying on this matter. فأقامت معه على إسلامه وهو على شركه على إسلامها وهو على شركه. So she stayed with him and she was a Muslim and he was a kafir at that time. حتى هاجر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت البروفيسور صلى الله عليه وسلم he migrated to مدينة. فلما صارت قريش إلى بدر صار فيهم أبو العاص بن الربيع فأصيب في الأسارة يوم بدر. Now we come back to how أبو العاص he became a prisoner in بدر. Yeah, so Prophet ﷺ, he migrated to Medina. Then the incident of Badr, which is the Ghazwa of Badr, happening. Then Abu al-As is being held as a prisoner. Fakana, and he was staying in Mecca with the daughter of Prophet ﷺ, just to let you know. When Prophet ﷺ migrated into Medina, Zainab, she stayed with her husband in Mecca. Yes, he fight. And I told you at the big, yeah, of course. He was kafir, so he going to support his party. And when we start in Ghazwat Badr, what Prophet ﷺ he said? But he said, do not touch Bani al-Muttalib because they come forcefully. They force them to come. And many of them, they was Muslim but not showing Islam. But he wasn't. Abu al-As, he wasn't. فكان بالمدينة رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عند رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was in the prisoner in the hand of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال ابن إسحاق وحدثني يحيى بن عباد بن عبد الله بن الزبير عن أبيه عباد عن عائشة قالت لما بعث أهل مكة في فداء أسراهم بعثت زينب بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في فداء أبي العاص بن الربيع بمال. So زينب أمنا عائشة narrate that when everybody from Mecca they were sending to exchange them prisoners with money or with anything, زينب she sent something money or something wealthy or equivalent to money to exchange her husband to release her husband. But she didn't send money. She sent a qilada. Qilada is the necklace of Ummuna Khadija radiallahu anha. She gave it to her when she married him as a gift. And Prophet he know the necklace of Khadija and he radiallahu anha and he know that she gave it to his daughter to Zainab and he know that is in the hold of Ummuna Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. قال فلما رآها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he saw the necklace of أمنا خديجة he رق لها رقة شديدة وقال إن رأيتم he felt so sad he remember أمنا خديجة رضي الله عنها and even his eye watered yeah and he said if to his companion he said if you want to release her prisoner and give her back her money, meaning the necklace. فَفَعَلُوا if you want. Look, subhanAllah, he's the leader. I didn't order them. So if you want, give her. Yeah? فَقَالُوا نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَهُ they said, oh, Prophet, yes, Prophet of Allah, we will release her prisoner and we will give her her necklace. There was respect in Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and never say no to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. خروج زينب إلى المدينة. Now we will know how أمنا زينب she come to مدينة. She migrate to the مدينة. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أخذ عليه أو وعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك أن يخلي سبيل زينب إليه. Before Abu al-As leave Medina, the Prophet ﷺ, he asked him, please release Zainab to migrate. She's not allowed to stay with you anymore, Islamically. Yeah. أو كان فيما شرط عليه في إطلاق. Or maybe it was an agreement between that I will release you, but you send her free. Let her migrate. ثم لم يظهر ذلك منه ولا من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيعلم ما هو. إلا أنه لما خرج أبو العاص إلى مكة وخلى سبيله بعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زيد بن الحارثة ورجلا من الأنصار بمكانه فقال so Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he sent زيد بن الحارثة and a man from the Ansar. فقال كونا ببطني يأجج حتى تمر بكما زينب فتصحباها حتى تأتياني بها. So they say go to Mecca until when he release Zainab, you come with Zainab like a protection to from Mecca to Medina to protect her. فخرج مكانهما. He told them where to stay until when they see her walking from there, they watch her from far until she arrived to Medina. فخرج مكانهما وذلك بعد بدر بشهر. It's a month after Badr, after the Ghazwat Badr, which is a month after Ramadan. Well, Ghazwat Badr was on the 8th of Ramadan, yeah. So month from the end of the Ghazwat Badr, or something around 1 month. فلما قدم أبو العاص مكة أمرها باللحوق بأبيها فخرجت تجهز. When Abu al-As arrived to Mecca, he was a man of his word. He ordered her to go and migrate to Medina. فأمنا زينب رضي الله عنها, سيدة زينب رضي الله عنها, she start preparing herself to get out of Mecca. قال ابن إسحاق فحدثني عبد الله بن أبي بكر قال حدثت عن زينب أنها قالت بين أنا أتجهز بمكة للحوق بأبي لقيتني هند بنت عتبة. While she was preparing herself to get out of Mecca, she met Hind bint Utba. Hind bint Utba, she is the wife of Abu Sufyan. Yeah. فقالت يا بنت محمد. She told her. Hind talked to Zainab. She said to her, "O the daughter of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألم يبلغني أنك تريدين اللحوق بأبيك? I heard that you want to migrate to follow your father or to go to Medina." قالت فقلت ما أردت ذلك. She said no, I didn't want that. She neglect. She was scared from her. فقالت أي ابنة عمي. She said oh my cousin, لا تفعلي. Don't do so. إن كانت لك حاجة بمتاع أو مما يرفق بك في سفرك أو بمال تتبلغين به إلى أبي تبلغي أو تتبلغين به إلى أبيك فإن عندي حاجتك. She said to her oh my cousin, do not go, but if you insist to go, tell me and I will support you with the money and with the comfort, traveling equipment or things which they used to travel at that time, and money until you arrive to your father. فإنه لا يدخل بين النساء ما بين الرجال. She said, don't be scared, we'll not enter what between women, what is between men. So we don't mix up things. What happened in the war, they kill men, that's between men. But us women, we know that you are going to travel and you are alone, you don't have protection, and I don't want any harm to happen to you. You see, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said hadith, he said, وإنما بعدت أو كما قال, he said, إنما بعدت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. Indeed, I've been sent to complete or correct the highest level of manners. What that mean? That mean the Meccans or the Arabs at that time, they used to have the highest quality of manners. So they wasn't just jungle people killing each other with no warning or have no mercy on each other. Yes, they used to do a lot of silly things, but that was well known in between everybody in the world. Even in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, the strong tribe killed the weak tribe. And you kill my father, I kill your father. You kill my brother, I kill your brother. If there is no food, I'm going to attack your tribe to get food. I'm not going to die and you leave. That's how they used to deal between each other. But if someone come a refugee, yeah, they give him a refugee. If a woman, she's traveling alone, no one touch her. Yeah, and they used to have a correct manner. So she said to her, we'll not mix up what happened between men in with between in what will happen between women. قالت ولكني خفتها. She said, but I was scared from her. وهين she was, she was a man woman. She was a very strong woman. Many women that was very strong. If you read books about the strongest women of Arabs, you will feel yourself weak about what they used to do. فأنكرت أن أكون أن أكون أريد ذلك وتجهز. She said, I showed her that I'm not preparing to go, and if I want to go, I will ask for your help and so and so. She was scared from her, but she said, in hidden, I was preparing myself to migrate. فلما فرغت بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جهازي من جهازها قدم لها حموها كنانة بن الربيع أخو زوجها ببعير. So once she prepared herself fully. So her brother-in-law, which is the brother of her husband, he brings to her ba'ir, which is a camel. فَرَكِبَتْهُ She ride it. وَأَخَذَ قَوْسَهُ وَكَنَانَتَهُ And he took his bow and all his equipment. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ بِهَا نَهَارًا يَقُودُ بِهَا And he took her to protect her. Yeah? Until the Medina. Yeah? So but he went in the daylight time. فَكَانَ أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَبَقَ إِلَيْهَا هيارا بن الأسود أو هبار هبار بن الأسود بن المطلب بن أسد بن عبد العزة والفهري فروعها هبار بالرمح وهي في هودجها. So two individuals from Mecca, when they saw her coming, they come and they disturb her and they scared her until they shake the, you know, that what they put, the hodaj. The hodaj is like a little chair they put in the top of the camel for a woman to sit in, and is covered with a cloth and all that stuff. So they disturb her until the hodaj, this thing starts shaking from the top of the camel to make her fall down. وتحدث بذلك رجال من قريش and men from Quraysh, they start talking about these two individuals, what they done. So the news spread quickly in the Mecca. فخرجوا في طلبها حتى أدركوها بذي طوى. So they come out behind her, the silly ones, they come out behind her, try to harm her. فكان أول من سبق إليها هبار بن أسود بن المطلب بن أسد والفهري روعها هبار بالربح. Okay, that's repeating. وكانت المرأة حامل, and she was pregnant, فيما يزعمون فلما ريعت طرحت ذا بطنها. And out of this disturbance, she lost her pregnancy. She had a miscarriage. وبارك حموها كنانة ونثر كنانته ثم قال والله لا يدنو مني رجلا إلا وضعت فيه سهما. He said, والله, if anyone approach, you know, her brother-in-law, which is the brother of her husband, he said, if anyone approach the camel, I will kill him. So try to defend her. فتكرر الناس عنه. And they try to harm her more. And many others, they come to do same things with them. Until Abu Sufyan arrived. So, وَأَتَى أَبُو سُفْيَانَ فِي جُلَّةٍ مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ Abu Sufyan, he arrived with many individuals, high level of the leaders of Quraysh. فَقَالَ أَيُّهَا الرَّجُلِ He said, oh man, كُفَّ عَنَّا نِبْلَكَ حَتَّى نُكَلِّمَكَ So while these individuals, they were trying to harm Sayyida Zainab, yeah, and they try to approach and send in arrows and doing things, yeah. And they disturb the camel and the couple disturb the hodaj. So even her brother-in-law was sending arrows and defending, yeah. So while he was sending arrows, Abu Sufyan was coming. So Abu Sufyan from far away, he talked to him. He said, okay, stop sending arrows as we want to talk to you. So he stopped. And Abu Sufyan approached. حتى وقف عليه until they stood in front of him. فقال إنك لم تصب خرجت بالمرأة على رؤوس الناس علانية. He said to him, what are you doing, man? He said to him, you bring the woman out in the daylight and the men, they are all sad for what they lost. So Abu Sufyan, he was a fair, same like his wife. Yeah. Even he was the most enemy to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, and later on as we're going to see further inshallah. But when it's come to manners, they don't like to muddle them manners, or people talk about the Meccans that they harm women. Yeah. So he said, "It's your fault. You're taking the woman out, and they all know that she's the daughter of Muhammad, and we all know that she's going back to Medina, and they want to revenge. So don't do so." So he said, "Take her back, and we'll see what he's going to say more." وَقَدْ عَرَفْتَ مُصِيبَتَنَا وَنَكْبَتَنَا. And you know what we lost in Badr. وَمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ. And you know Muhammad what he done to us. فَيَظُنُّ النَّاسُ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ بِإِبْنَتِهِ إِلَيْهِ عَلَانِيَةً عَلَى رُؤُوسِ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِنَا أَنَّ ذَلِكَ عَنْ ذُلٍّ أَصَابَنَا مِنْ مُصِيبَتِنَا الَّتِي كَانَتْ. And if you do so, the people, they will say that is a humiliation to us, that Muhammad is strong and he can take his women out between Meccans, and the men of Meccans, they cannot do anything. So take her back. وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَّا ضُعْفٌ. And that is a weakness from us. وَلَا عَمْرِي مَا لَنَا يَحْبِسُهَا عَنْ أَبِيهَا مِنْ حَاجَةٍ. And he said, "Wallahi, we don't want her to be prison in here, to don't go to her father. So she won't, we don't mix up men's with women's affairs." وَمَا لَنَا مِنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ ثُؤْرَةٍ. And it will not be the revenge if we hold his daughter. وَلَكِنْ ارجع بِالْمَرْأَةِ. But take back the woman. حَتَّى إِذَا هَدَأَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Until when the sounds come. What that mean? The night come. And the sounds come, that mean people, they are sleeping. Night. وَتَحَدَّتَ النَّاسِ أَنْ قَدْ رَدَدْنَاهَا. And the people, they will say that we didn't allow her to go out. I mean, is nobility to us. I mean, we didn't permit her to go. If she go in the night time, we was sleeping. So that is not humiliation to us. فَسُلَّهَا سِرًّا. So when فَسُلَّهَا سِرًّا, that means take her quietly at the middle of the night or after the midnight. Yeah? Where no one see her. وَأَلْحِقْهَا بِأَبِهَا. Take her to her father. قَالَ فَفَعَلْ. Then he said, "Okay, I will do so." فَأَقَامَتْ لَيَالِي. So he took her back, and they stay a few nights, not only one night, they stay a few days and few nights after that day. حَتَّى إِذَا هَدَأَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Until people, they start not talking about her, and they knew that she's staying in there. In خَرَجَ بِهَا لَيْلًا. He pick up one night, and he travel to take her to Medina. حَتَّى أَسْلَمَهَا إِلَى زَيْدِ بْنُ حَارِثَةَ وَصَاحِبَهَا. He took her until the place where he, Prophet ﷺ, went to these two individual Sahaba, which is very near to Makkah, near to Badr, the place of Badr. فَقَدِمَا بِهِ عَلَى رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So they bring her to Medina, from there to Medina. قَالَ عُبَيْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ رَوَاحَ أَوْ أَبُو خَيْثَمَ أَخُو بَنِي سَالِمْ بْنُ عَوْفٍ فِي الَّذِي كَانَ مِنْ أَمْرِ زَيْنَبْ قَالَ بْنُ هِشَامٍ هِيَ لِأَبِي خَيْثَمَ. So they say poems describing what we did so say. So they describe it in a poem, which I don't need to read it. He stayed in Mecca. We will know. He got a great story as well. He converted to Islam later on. But he done it in his way, in his style. Yeah, we will know, inshallah. وَيُرْوَى قَالَ ابْنُ إِسْحَاقَ وَمَوْلَى يَمِينَ وَمَوْلَى يَمِينَ or نعم وَمَوْلَى يَمِينَ أَبِي سُفْيَانَ الَّذِي يَعْنِي عَامِرَ بْنُ الْحُضْرُمِ كان في الأسارة وكان حلف الحضرمي إلى حرب بن أمية. قال ابن هشام مولى يمين أبي سفيان الذي يعني عقبة بن عبد الحارث بن الحضرمي. فأما عامر بن الحضرمي فقتل يوم بدر. ولما انصرف الذين خرجوا إلى زينب لقيتهم هند بنت عتبة فقالت لهم. So I'm not going to translate what it doesn't need to be translated, but you see these individuals who they follow the brother of Abu As, which is the brother of the husband of Zainab, and they harm her and they cause her trouble, yeah, until she lost pregnancy, yeah. Who come out to them? No. Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan. You mix me up. Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, she come out to these two individuals and she messed them up for what they done. How dare you come to attack a woman? Why did you done what you done? And she humiliate them how? With one line of poem. And the Arabs, if you say one line of poem, it will spread in 1-2 days in all the tribes of the Arabs, they hear it. So she humiliate them with these two lines. حدثني زيد بن أبي حبيب عن بكير بن عبد الله بن الأشج عن سليمان بن يسار عن أبي إسحاق الدوسي عن أبي هريرة قال بعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سرية أنا فيها فقال لنا إن ضفرتم بهبار بن الأسود أو الرجل الذي سبق معه إلى زينب قال ابن هشام وقد سمي ابن إسحاق في حديثه فحرقوهما بالنار قال فلما كان الغد بعث إلينا فقال إني كنت أمرتكم بتحريق هذين الرجلين إن أخذتموهما ثم رأيت أنه لا ينبغي لأحد أن يعذب بالنار إلا الله فإن ظفرتم بهما فاقتلوهما. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrate that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent a Sariya. Sariya, as I said, is small army or big army which not leaded by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the Sariya, and he ordered the leader of the Sariya to if he got hold of Habbar ibn Aswad and his friend, the two individuals who they harmed Ummuna Zainab radiyallahu anha, he said burn them with a fire. So the next day Prophet ﷺ, he meet again the leader of this Sariya, and he told them, no, don't burn them with a fire, because Allah, he's the only one burning with the fire, so just kill them. Yeah, so they kill them. We stop here, inshallah. Well, next time we're going to talk about Islam, Abi al-As ibn al-Rabi', which is the husband of Zainab radiallahu anha. سبحانك اللهم اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك جزاكم الله خير
الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا